Careful, Percy. Have you no respect for the dearly departed?
It's a good, strong coffin, made of Oregon pine.
That's not the point. It's because of what's inside coffin that you should handle it gently.
What's in there can't come to no harm, mate.
You've no soul, Percy Paynton. That's your trouble. Did the horse arrive all right?
Complete with the horses. The only thing is we ain't got nobody who can drive horses. These days, outside of the zoo, the nippers hardly ever see him, let alone drive him.
Well, that's taken care of, Percy. We're getting the fellow from a place in the West End, 33 off Moon Street.
Death of a Lifer.
You love the Springbok Top 40 Volume 1 so much. Here's Volume 2. Featuring 40 of your all-time Springbok Radio number 1 hits. As a special bonus, a memorabilia CD with excerpts of your favorite signature tunes and programs.
Squad cars, they prowl the empty streets of night.
Springbok Top 40 Volume 2. Keep your feet on the ground and reach for the stars.
For the first time, there is a chance that the ANC may be defeated in various provinces. I am Peter Mulder, leader of the Freedom Front Plus. No single political party can defeat the ANC. But with a coalition of parties, including the Freedom Front Plus, this can be done. The Freedom Front Plus undertakes to address those matters important to you in a coalition and fight for them. This election, vote Freedom Front Plus. We really make a difference.
Splish, splash the water hog, splashing all day long. Using up the water, it's too late when it's gone. If you want to help, then this is what to do. Make sure the water hog is never, never you. Just make sure the water hog is never, ever you.
Part of Cannon's childhood was spent on a ranch in the American Midwest. It was there that he learned to handle horses, and that knowledge was to stand him in good stead when a Mr. Harry Duckett telephoned to engage the services of a man capable of driving a horse-driven hearse to West Ham Cemetery. A generous fee and a top hat and black mourning coat from Moss Boss completed the arrangements for Cannon's latest assignment, and he was soon on his way to Harry Duckett's funeral parlor, situated rather aptly in the murky depths of Colgrave Road.
What's up with him?
The animal's got horse sense. This top hat and frock coat's enough to make anybody shy.
Including you?
No, my face is red from watching cricket. Anyway, I don't anticipate meeting any of my closer friends while I steer this hearse across Leytonstone to West Ham Cemetery.
Even if you did, they wouldn't recognize you in that get-up, and in the dark and all.
In the dark?
Well, the streets are all lit up, but you can't see all that well at midnight, can you?
Percy, what are we going to do at midnight?
Drive the hearse to West Ham Cemetery. What do you think you're here for?
But at midnight?
Well, didn't Harry tell you?
Tell me what?
This bloke, what's been planted? The ceremony's at midnight.
But, Percy, people don't get buried or married at the witching hour. You must have made a mistake.
No mistake, mate. This geezer in the box was a bit queer in the head. Left instructions in his will, he did. Told the next of kin that he had to be carted in an horse-driven hearse to West Ham and planted at midnight in the dark. No accounting for some people, is there?
Then what am I doing here at midday in this monkey outfit?
Harry wants to make sure you can handle them horses in the traffic. Wouldn't do if they bolted, now would it? Think of that poor old geezer in an Oregon pine number 7.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Now, by the way, how will the wake travel?
The what?
The mourners, you know, his family and friends. I take it they'll be at the midnight service.
Oh, that was something else he put in his will. No family. A short service here by the padre, and you and me take him to his last resting place in West Ham. So you better hitch up them horses and take him for a trot. Harry won't like it if there's any slip-up.
Okay, but first I'm changing back into mufti.
Oh, hello there, Mr. Cannon. Is it out you need?
No, they look okay. But I didn't know this job was to be at midnight.
11 o'clock sharp, lad. We have to be in cemetery at 12. That's the precise time he stated in his will. The service will be at half 10, but you needn't be here. As a matter of fact, no one's to be here, just the padre. Funny old stick he must have been. But then you can't deny a man his last wish on earth, can you?
No, I guess not.
Well, they look a bit frisky to me. You better give them a bit of exercise.
Yeah. Well, have you got the route to the cemetery?
Aye, I have. And you better make sure you stick to it. There are certain streets that don't allow horse-drawn vehicles in, so I've made a bit of a map for you. Here.
Thanks.
Now, you see, you start off from where we are in Colgrave Road. You swing into Crownfield Road and across over High Leytonstone, are you?
Mm-hmm.
And then you take the Borthwick route past the Jew's Cemetery and come into the West Ham Cemetery down Tavistock Lane.
Yeah, but the main entrance is on the other side, isn't it?
No, she's allowed around that way. Now, just study up on this route and get it clear in your mind so you'll know where to go tonight.
Look, I got a better idea. When I take the horses for exercise in a few minutes, I'll take them over the route on your map.
No, don't do that, lad. There's not many horse-drawn ones in London these days. In the daylight, you'll attract a lot of attention, and that's just what the dearly departed didn't want. Now, be a good lad and take him for a trot over to Hackney Marshes. There's plenty of traffic over that way, and you can give him a gallop, if you like, on the marshes. All the room in the world.
Well, if that's the way you want it, Mr. Duckett, that's the way it'll be.
Well, I've got to go. Her dearly departed in Stratford. If there's out you want, Mr. Cannon, just ask Percy. He'll be going with you tonight. And don't forget the time now. 11:00. Oh, and just one other thing. No whistling on the earth. A straight face and dignity, Mr. Cannon. That's the ticket, dignity. And you don't have to stop for traffic. Just be careful that nothing's coming fast when you cross a main road. You're allowed to go through traffic lights if you feel like it, and go slow. The poor man had a big enough rush in his earthly life. 11:00.
Hey, you're right on time, Mr. Keller.
11:00, he said. Well, where is everybody?
Inside a parlor. They're not to be disturbed until exactly 11. Everything's ready for you. Here. How do you like my suit?
Well, like me, Percy, you look as though you'd stepped out of the Pickwick Papers.
11 on the nose. Right, let's start, mate.
Okay. There's nobody here.
The party went out the back way.
Where's the coffin?
On the hearse. All ready to go. Oh, Harry asked me to give you this, your check. Save you coming back in the morning.
Oh, thanks. Well, climb aboard, Percy. I'll just check the harness.
I'm going in the back with the coffin.
Is there room?
Enough.
Well, why not sit up on top with me? You'll be more comfortable.
Oh, it's the way he wanted it.
Well, that old guy sure was an eccentric.
What's that, mate?
Oh, never mind. And you get.
You know the route?
Yeah, off by heart. We better start. I can't gallop him if we run behind time.
Righty up.
You all right, Percy?
All right. No more talking now. You gotta have dignity.
Yeah, I'm with it.
Yeah! Come on, Mr. Cannon.
What?
I said dignity.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Come on. Giddy up.
Northwest Gate. Now, what time do you make it?
10 minutes to 12.
That's just right.
Here, hang on to my pocket watch, will you?
Oh, sure.
I'll open the gate and you can bring the hearse inside.
Don't they have a caretaker here?
Not at this time of night. But don't worry, I've got a key.
Hey, why are you closing the gate?
Regulations, mate. Now, the grave's on the other side. You'll have to help me carry the coffin.
Look, if we'd gone round the other way, we could have driven right in.
But we didn't, did we? Come on, let's get over with. He's got to be filled up by midnight. I've strapped a couple of spades on the top. We'll take him with us.
No grave diggers?
What, at this time of night? There's a trade union, mate. It won't take us long if we get moving.
Now, hang on, Percy. I've got a flashlight here.
Put it away.
But we'll be able to see better.
I said put it away. Orders or no lights.
Orders?
Requests from the deceased. Now give us a hand like a good chap and don't make things difficult.
Okay.
That's the ticket. Here, watch out for that spade. I'll go on in front. I know the way.
You know, Percy, I could carry this coffin myself. The man hardly weighs anything at all.
Yeah. The proper wasted away he was.
Small bloke.
Very small. What was that?
Just an owl. You got bad nerves, Percy?
In here. Or in graves.
It's quite a job you've got. You been at it long?
Eh? Oh, the undertaking, Locke. 20 years, I suppose. Yeah. Years, though. Already? I've got to hand it to Harry. He knows his job.
Now, careful.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I won't do no harm. We're sorry, confined. It's hard on the inside and creosoted on the outside.
Yeah. Well, now, how do we lower it into the grave?
I've got some twine here. Here you are. You wrap this loop round your end.
Okay.
That's the way. Yeah, you're dead right. Hey, we couldn't have done it better, could we? All right. Lower away.
Okay, ready.
Grab that spade. That's the way. Now, the spade, start filling it in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about a headstone?
Didn't work nothing like that. What the... Oh, that owl again. That owl. Someone ought to throttle that bird.
What happens when we finish, Percy?
You drive the earth back and that's that. Easy as pie, ain't it? Easy as pie.
You do get to know the strangest places, Cannon. I've lived in London all my life, and I've never been in this area before.
I only came here, June, in the course of my duties. The funeral parlor's in Colgrave Road. It's not far now.
Of all things, you driving a funeral car.
It wasn't a car. It was a horse-drawn hearse, and the man was buried at midnight, lonely and silent. Only me and this comic opera guy, Percy. He had the keys to the gate into West Ham Cemetery, and while he unlocked it, he asked me to hold his watch. I put it in my pocket and forgot about it. So I'm just paying him a visit to return his watch. I have no other interest in Leytonstone.
Of course, don't be so emphatic about it. I only thought we might have taken a taxi, that's all.
It's my turn to pay for lunch, and when it's my turn, we take the bus. What's the matter with you anyway? It's only $4. Good for your figure.
True, but yours is a false economy. The exercise will sharpen my appetite, and I'll eat twice as much.
That would be impossible.
I don't know why I bother to go to lunch with you.
It's my irresistible charm. Ah, here we are. Colgrave Road. Now, the funeral parlor is just down there.
What's the man's name again?
Harry Duckett.
No, the one who gave you his watch tonight.
Oh, Percy.
Percy what?
Peyton, I think. Hey.
What's up?
Those double doors, this is it.
What? No sign?
Now, wait a minute. There was a sign up there on a board. It's gone.
Oh, so is the funeral parlor, it seems. This place is empty.
Yeah, the doors are locked.
I can see in through a window. Are you sure you've come to the right place, Cannon?
Sure, I'm sure. I don't get it. He didn't say anything about moving.
Perhaps they were temporary premises.
No. Percy said he'd been in the business for 20 years. Hey, now, come to think of it, that sign was freshly painted. Hey, wait a minute. Hang on. There's an old codger across the street. He might know something. Say, have you lived around here long?
Yeah, what?
You any idea what happened to the funeral parlor over the road?
They're gone.
It was rather sudden, wasn't it?
Yeah, quickest in and out I've ever seen. Arrives on Monday, puts up the sign, and this morning they've gone again. 4 days and out of business. Must have heard we're all healthy round here.
What's up, Cannon?
Well, Harry Duckett's funeral parlor was only here for 4 days.
So?
Well, Percy gave me my check last night. He said it would save me coming round in the morning. He wouldn't have put it that way if he knew he wasn't going to be here. June, something doesn't figure.
Well, that word figure gets me thinking about lunch.
Mm-mm, not today, Josephine. No lunch. You don't know it, but on my hands right now, I've got a grave problem.
In enjoy the best of both worlds. Only 2 hours' drive from Johannesburg and Pretoria and half an hour by air. The magnificent Sundown Ranch Hotel and Lion Park, just 10 kilometres from the Philandsburg Game Reserve and Sun City Resort. It offers an exciting escape from the hustle and bustle of everyday life. Reasonable rates, excellent food, friendly service and comfortable air-conditioned rooms. It will ensure a memorable stay. Activities include tennis, squash, horse riding, the Lion Park and much, much more. Call now to make your reservation on 014-573-1000. That's 014-573-1000 or visit their website at www.restonations.co.za/Sundown Ranch. The Sundown Ranch Hotel and Lion Park, two worlds in one.
Looking for space to hang and dry your washing? Washline Distributors have the solution. Their rotating and fold-down washlines take up the smallest spaces. Ideal for townhouses, simplexes and balconies at affordable prices. Galvanized or powder-coated and available in 5 different colors. For 24-hour delivery, installation, reliable and friendly service, phone Washline Distributors on 011-792-2486. That's 011-792-2486. Wash lines for every space and need.
This time, Cannon took a taxi, instructing the driver to go to the northwest gate of West Ham Cemetery.
Drive me, Cannon, mate.
There you are.
Who can you possibly want to see here?
A man.
A man?
Well, I didn't come here for the peace and quiet. Come on, follow me.
Come in.
Hi.
What can I do for you, sir?
I want to make an inquiry about a burial that took place here yesterday.
Are you related to the deceased, sir?
Yeah, in a manner of speaking.
Well, what is it you want to know?
Well, the relatives were requested to stay away from the funeral. Most unusual, I know, but I'd like to know where the grave is situated so that my friend and I can, well, pay our belated respects.
Oh, certainly, sir. Name?
I'm Cannon.
The name of the deceased?
Oh, yeah. His name. Well, now, that's a funny thing. Old Uncle Silas used a whole list of fictitious names in his lifetime, and it's an even bet that he was buried under one of them. Eccentric old guy was Uncle Silas. You know how they get sometimes. Well, the fact is he might have been buried under any one of those names. Well, I mean, anyway, you can't make a mistake on account of the time he was buried. There was only one guy buried at midnight.
I would like to remind you that you're on consecrated ground, my friend. This is not the place to play funny games or get up to any larks. Now, if you'll take my advice, you'll get out of here before I call the police.
But he was buried at midnight. If you look in your ledger, you'll see for yourself.
The West Ham Cemetery closes at 5 o'clock. We do not conduct burials at midnight. Now, do you get out of here or do I call the police?
Now look, don't fly off the handle, friend. I know he was buried at midnight. I was here. I helped fill in the grave.
Then you must know where it is, mustn't you?
Mm-mm. It was pitch dark. I can't be sure of the direction in daylight.
Funny how you changed your tune. Just now, you said the relatives weren't allowed at the funeral.
They weren't. I was with a guy from Harry Duckett's funeral parlor.
Cannon, if my advice is any good, we leave right now.
He doesn't believe me.
Well, can you blame him?
Hello? Police? I've a man here at West Ham Cemetery who's gone a bit barby. Can you send somebody over? In my office. Thanks.
Cannon?
No, he doesn't look dangerous. No, just as nutty as a fruitcake. Thanks.
Okay, you win. Come on, let's beat it, Jim. I didn't do too good, did I?
That is a gross understatement. Even I was beginning to doubt your sanity. Are you sure you did bury a man in there last night?
Sure, I'm sure. I told you I carried the coffin with this guy called Percy Payton. I helped lower the coffin into the grave, then I took a spade and filled it in. I know I did it.
All right, don't get heads up.
But it's crazy. He said that nobody gets buried at midnight.
I heard him.
Well, if that's so, then Percy and I were in this cemetery illegally.
It seems to me that some people have gone to rather too much trouble to cart a body across London in a horse-driven cab, dress you up in funereal costume, conduct a burial ceremony dead on midnight, and then drive all the way back again. How did you get into the cemetery in the first place? Surely they lock up at night?
They do, but Percy had a key.
So the key to your mystery is Percy.
But the funeral parlor isn't there anymore, and neither is Percy.
I'd like a cocktail.
Well, that's a great idea. I'd like several. You know, June, I smell something fishy in this deal. If only I could have taken a look at the ledger. If I knew the name of that guy in the coffin, I could start from there. And the name must be in that caretaker's book. You just don't bury people anonymously.
That's true. Well, you can forget about looking in that ledger. If you go back to West Ham Cemetery, your next stop will be Bow Street Police Station.
Yeah. If I go back in daylight.
Gannon, what's turning around in that noble head of yours?
June, things look different in daylight. I couldn't be sure of this direction Percy and I took across the graves, but if I went back there after dark, I might pick up silhouettes and landmarks familiar to me.
Well, I suppose there's no law against walking around a graveyard at night, except maybe trespass. Well, not that you will have to worry, of course. If they pick you up, they won't charge you. They'll simply incarcerate you in Coney Hatch Mental Home for a few years.
Very funny. Do you always have to look on the black side?
Oh, it's you who wants to look on the black side. You can't find your way around the cemetery unless it's swathed in Stygian darkness. Oh, well, hey-ho, the wind and the rain. When do we start?
You really want to come?
Only out of morbid curiosity. I used to blow up frogs when I was a little girl.
You must have been a nasty little girl.
Oh, I was. And anyway, the examination of a graveyard at midnight should always be entered into with the right spirit.
Well, the right spirit at the moment is that found inside a martini.
Which proves that you're not as nutty as a fruitcake after all. Has it ever occurred to you, Canon, that an owl chooses the oddest place in which to conduct his romantic exploits?
Shh, quiet.
Why? Who can we disturb in a cemetery at midnight?
That's not the point.
Why are you standing there, open-mouthed?
It was an open grave.
Oh, that doesn't add.
Well, look, the grave's been opened up again. It's empty.
Karen, are you sure you filled it in?
Of course I am. No, come on, bend down here. Mm-hmm. Look, you see footprints. Now, that shower of rain this afternoon has left the turf soggy. There are two sets of footprints leading away from the grave. They're fresh, too. June, baby, be very quiet. Not yet. But we're not alone in the cemetery. You see, look at this shoe mark in the wet turf. The water is still seeping into it. That footprint was made not more than a few minutes ago.
I feel like Robinson Crusoe.
Well, this wasn't made by any friendly man Friday. Look, June, you stay here and I'll follow the tracks in the turf.
Not on your Nelly. I'm not all that gone on the company around here.
Well, if you come with me, you might join them.
I'll take that chance.
Okay, come on then, but be as quiet as you can.
Trip on something?
Yeah, a broken crate thrown to... Broken crate? Hey, wait a minute. June, look, it's the coffin. Now, whoever robbed that grave has smashed the coffin open.
Who'd do a thing like that?
How would I know? Well, the guy in that coffin couldn't have smashed his own way out, could he?
Brother, I really hope not.
Then where's the body?
Or safe in the dissecting room of some crackpot doctor, I hope.
Come on, the footprints go this way.
Cannon, Look, there's someone by the wall.
Yeah, look, lie down in the grass.
Right.
You can see better from ground level. Yeah, two of them. They're going to climb the wall.
Both alive?
And kicking. Now listen, June, baby. You go around that way to their left.
Mm-hmm.
Now take this whistle with you. I'll go around to their right and shout. And when I do, you blow the whistle. And my guess is they'll run back the way they've come.
Why do you want them to do that?
Never mind. I'll tell you later. Now go quickly. Go on. They started to climb the wall.
Hey, stop! In the name of the law. It's the Rogers, Harry.
Come quiet back the way we're coming through the main gate.
Stop! Stop, I say!
Come on, baby.
What's up, Harry?
They've fallen into an empty grave.
Yeah. Now, don't try any funny business, Percy, because I've got a piece of that pine coffin in my hand, and I'll brain you with it if you so much as move a muscle.
Where's Cannon? He's stopping the roses, Harry. Hey, Harry. Oh, blimey, he's knocked himself out.
So, that's why you wanted them to run this way. You knew they'd run into one of the empty graves in the dark.
Well, that's what I hope.
Well, it's your lucky night, Cannon. Look, Harry and me will cut you with.
You save your breath for an explanation, Percy. And you'd better make it good or I'll fill you in with 6 cubic yards of dirt.
For once, a strange tale had unfolded itself without my knowledge. Back in the office, I was anxious to hear from Cannon's own lips exactly why the ubiquitous Harry Duckett had opened a funeral parlor at all.
And what kills me is the thought of those cops on the way to the cemetery. Two of them solemnly saluted as I drove the hearse past. It was the Clerkenwell bank robbery, Chief. The loot wasn't found, but a guy called Charlie Hines went up for life. Now, he had a plan with Harry and Percy on the outside to make a prison break. But he got into an argument in the jail and was knifed through the heart, funnily enough, while the loot was being buried. So the lifer died, and his clever plan to hide the loot was no more use to him. Because, you see, Chief, that coffin didn't contain a body at all. It was full of banknotes and negotiable securities. Harry and Percy, having buried it, now wanted to retrieve it for themselves. You know, when I carried that coffin, I thought it weighed light. Fancy that. It weighed light, yet it was real loaded.